Can you imagine winning a Grammy Award or a Stellar Award?
Grammy. I ain't got nothing to do with them Stellar Awards. Lord Jesus.
Thank you for playing.
Even though they probably got the most games.
Thank you for playing the
probably,
game.
I know Jack. Can you imagine the opening Jack at the Stellar Awards? Just bling, bling, bling.
Let's sit on the couch. Let's talk it out. Come on, join the show. I'll tell you what I know.
Oh, talk about it.
It's the best podcast. Let's have a blast.
Welcome to season 3. I am so excited because things are heating up. Because today's guest is wild, raunchy, educated, okay, also that, an Emmy Award winner. He is someone who self-identifies as a butch queen. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And the people have questions about the terminology, so I'm going straight to the source. Prince Pierre is sitting on the healing couch.
What's up, Archie?
We're about to find some healing. Rapper, producer, you're all of the things.
I'm everything.
Yes, and you were just talking about licking
everywhere.
Nipples. So we're gonna hold that one until we get there. But I want to talk about the butch queen thing. We're talking about labels today. What is a butch queen?
Well, butch queen... First of all, that's like ballroom culture. Okay. Like that comes from the ballroom. Yeah. So I never really like went around saying I was a butch queen. Mm-hmm. It's just what people in the ballroom would consider me like a butch queen. That's usually like the gay men that are like in the middle, not too masculine, not too feminine, just in the middle. So like butch queen.
Butch queen.
But I don't go around saying like I'm a butch queen.
Yeah.
It's just the people in the ballroom saying they'll be like, that's a butch queen.
Right. Right. Okay.
Like you a butch queen.
That's what I hear.
I'm telling you.
That's what I just heard it.
Unless you be at night, you be putting on wigs and shit. And can we curse?
Yes, you can curse.
Oh, because I curse a lot.
No, I haven't put a wig on since Wendy. I might do something for Halloween this year too.
Oh yeah, you was giving femme queen.
How you doing? Okay, so let me talk to you about labels though. Especially living in gay culture. How do you feel about labels? Because there's so many different things that you want to, you know, call people. People want to call you. The label thing. I think, what was the label that you were just saying?
Which popular?
Social.
You call me
social
a social
influencer.
You call me
social
a social
media influencer.
Yeah.
How do you feel about labels?
I didn't tell you I was one of those.
Right.
So how you gonna call me one?
But you influence.
But that doesn't make me a social media influencer. I feel like that's a title. Yeah. I have friends who are social media influencers.
Right.
And I don't do the shit they do. Like, they wake up and make their bed. You know those TikToks?
Yes.
I get so tired of seeing people on TikTok making up their bed. I've never done that shit in my life.
Yeah.
Like, and they get paid to...
You never made your bed?
Yeah, I make my bed, but I never
record
set up a
it.
Tripod
right.
And press record and made up my bed.
Yeah, I haven't done that one.
I've never done that.
Yeah.
So a lot of interviews I do, people are like, this is Prince Pierre. He's a social media influencer.
Mm-hmm.
I have never been a social media influencer in my life.
Mm.
Ever. I am an Emmy Award winner. Mm-hmm. I do other stuff outside of social media.
Yeah.
Like my social media is for me. So that's one title that, and you call me a socialite.
You are a socialite.
But what is a socialite? Because I never knew. Because I don't feel like I'm one.
Socialite is somebody who is out on the town. The people know you.
Just going to say. I
post the photos of the paparazzis. And, you know, you're zipping and zooing. You know.
But everything I do.
You get paid to be out sometimes?
I was just going to say. I be working. Like, the reason I was at the club a lot, because I was the host at the club.
Right. Right.
And since I stopped hosting a club, I barely go to the clubs anymore.
Right, yeah.
And you barely see me posting at the clubs.
Mm, okay. Do labels offend you at all? What label offends
Those
you?
Those offend me.
Social media influencer,
yeah,
socialite.
Because I feel like it's lazy, like when people introduce me as that.
Yeah.
Because I worked so hard on other shit that it's like you just pulled that out your ass.
I can agree. I think it also, because it's also a little, it can be seen disrespectful too if somebody's not asking you beforehand, you know, like, how do you identify, right? And so if they're just going there and calling you what they want to call you because they think you do something, they are correlating it with something.
Yeah. And sexual positions as well. Like, I feel like sometimes I can be feminine and people will just immediately try to guess my sexual positions.
Yeah.
And it's not offensive to the point where I'm like, why would you call me this? It's offensive to the point that I'm not that.
Yeah.
So don't call me that.
I saw you post something, a soft top. What is that?
Archie, stay off my page. People call me a blouse. A blouse is like a feminine top.
I heard of that. About that.
So they made this term called soft top. So anytime I post like a picture, people are like, oh my God, I love this soft top.
Yeah.
But I never told people that's what I was.
Okay.
But I started embracing it because
It's like it's funny. Like it's a cute top, like, you know.
Right. That's a nice one.
Thank you.
Yes. So
two cute tops.
We did open up the show talking about the Butch Queen, right? What are the privileges? Like, are there certain privileges that come with being a Butch Queen? What would you say?
It's crazy because the gay scene, they like, I guess since we're gay, people like masculine, like, energy. Mm-hmm. I've never been one of those people. Mm-hmm. Like, super masculine niggas, they don't turn me on. Mm-hmm. Like, so I guess that's one of the privileges that comes with being a Butch Queen. People are like, oh, like, sometimes I'll wear a hat.
Yeah.
And people will go crazy.
The smallest thing. They're like, oh, what's that giving?
Like a fitted cap, and my DMs will be off the chain.
Okay, let's talk about your DMs. What's it like?
Oh my God, it's ridiculous.
I see, I'm close friends.
Yeah,
oh, I'm there.
You're on, yeah.
Sometimes.
What?
You said you remove me sometimes.
I remove people. I remove certain people depending on what I post. If I want to post about you, Archie, I'll remove you.
What is happening at the club?
You know, sometimes, you know my thing on my close friends, I post Sunny Brings.
Yeah, that's like an attractive person?
Yeah, but did you ever know what that means?
Sonic Rings, like this game Sonic, like he won or something.
But when I post Sonic Rings, it means I will fuck the Sonic Rings out of you.
Wow. Well, you just, okay, wow.
Because I don't think people in my close friends knew what that, well, people who came later in my close friends.
I think they know now.
Yeah, they know now. So, like, if I post your pictures in my close friends and I put Sonic Rings, my close friends, they know it means I will fuck the Sonic Rings out.
Got it.
But most of the people who I post on there, they're in my close friends. So sometimes if I don't want them to see, I'll take them out.
So how does a Butch Queen like herself show up in the bedroom?
What does that mean?
How do you show up in the bedroom, Butch Queen?
With no clothes on.
And what do you do?
What can you be more specific?
Like, what is your tactic?
Like what?
Is it more aggressive since you're a Butch Queen?
Oh,
soft,
okay, so... One of my favorite things to do is watch. I'm a voyeur.
Really?
I am a voyeur.
Oh, wow.
I love watching. I think it comes from childhood. Like, I think I started watching porn way too early.
I understand.
Did you?
I did.
Have you ever got a porn tape stuck in a VCR?
No, I didn't have a VCR with porns. Just on the Googler.
Oh, I forgot you're 12.
I'm younger.
Yeah.
You're older.
Oh, okay. More experience. Mm-hmm. Yeah. As you would know.
I really wouldn't. But okay.
No, but I think I grew up watching porn too early. Yeah. And I feel like that stuck with me. And now, not only do I like watching porn, I like watching people have sex.
Interesting. Do you feel like that can damage a relationship at all?
Absolutely.
Okay. And has that damaged some of your relationships?
Absolutely not.
Got it.
Because, no.
How do you stay away from that damage? That it can be
from watching people have sex.
Yeah, how do you stay away from it ruining maybe a dynamic in your household?
Because I don't necessarily have to do it in relationships.
If
I'm in a relationship, I could just have sex with you and maybe put up a mirror and watch me have sex with you.
Okay.
But if I'm not in a relationship and let's say like you leave today and you go hook up with somebody, I'm like, Archie, can I watch?
Let's pray. Have you ever had a trauma bond with somebody?
As far as a romantic relationship, absolutely not.
Okay.
I have probably with friends.
Mm.
I have a bunch of best friends. Sorry, y'all. But I grew up with, it was four of us, four best friends, my male gay best friends.
Oh.
And we're more so family now. It's weird to even call them best friends because we've been friends for like 20 years.
It's family.
But when I think about that, I think that what made us close when we were 14, 15 was trauma.
Mm.
Like, we all were gay. We all were hiding it. We all were on the west side of Chicago. We were poor. Mm-hmm. We had family issues. And we had to take care of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're grown. Everybody got men's. All that other stuff.
Yeah.
And I think we've grown out of the trauma bond. But I think that's what started our friendships.
You're in a relationship?
Who, me?
You said everybody has men's?
Men's. With a Z.
Multiple.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have multiple men's.
What's the question?
You have multiple men.
You ask, am I in a relationship?
Yes.
With who?
Multiple men?
No.
Okay, you're single?
Yes.
Somebody has explaining to do tonight.
What?
Okay.
What's the
so, yes. Okay, so you talked about your childhood, though. The trauma buying in France, everything like that. You were raised in Chicago. Were you raised with representation at all?
Representation as far as what?
As far as you are a gay rapper. You are very, you know, loud and out in yourself. You have many accolades for yourself. And the Emmy, like, did you see that?
No, I was that for everybody else.
Right.
And they put a lot of pressure on me. That makes me sound so, like, vain, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
I became, like, a poster child for gay people. Mm-hmm. And it's something I never asked for, keep in mind.
Right.
But, just being myself and being like, oh, I'm gay, yay, I instantly became like, people were like, okay, you are the voice of the black ghetto gays.
Right.
And I was like, no, I'm just a black ghetto gay.
And so let's talk about the music, because I know music is a big foundation for you, right? You yeah. are one half of the Freaky Boys, yes. award-winning yes. rap duo. What has that meant to you, and how did that come about, really?
It started as a joke.
Yeah.
It started as a very big joke. Excuse me. YouTube had just started. Oh, my God, I'm telling my age.
You're older.
Archie, stop. yeah, I'm daddy.
YouTube had just started, and what?
I'm daddy. Call me daddy.
I will not be doing that. But what happened?
YouTube had just started, so I was on the YouTube, and I was telling TT, my best friend, who's also in the rap group with me, the Freaky Boys. Mm-hmm. Shout out to them. I was just like, let's post a video on YouTube with yeah. us rapping,
yeah,
just being gay rappers, mm-hmm. something people had never seen before.
Okay,
we did it. We posted it. We went to bed. We woke up the next day, and we were on this website called Media Takeout.
Oh, yes.
Do you guys remember
that? Oh, yes.
That? Okay, so you
I know about it.
Okay, so Media Takeout posted us and was like, these young gay teenagers are rapping.
Uh-huh.
Keep in mind, we were juniors in college.
Right.
But we was, you know, black don't crack. So they thought we were like high school students rapping.
Mm-hmm.
From that day forward, people were booking us everywhere.
Wow.
Every major pride, international. My first time out the country was because of being a Freaky Boy.
Really?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
South Korea.
Wow.
South Korea. It was the weirdest shit I have ever seen, because no one knew a lick of English. And when we got off the plane, everybody was screaming Freaky Boy's name.
Really?
And it was it was a major cultural shock.
What was one word that would describe that moment for you?
Beyonce.
Amen.
I was like, oh, bitch, I am Beyonce. Like, I'm Beyonce.
Yeah.
Because they gave me and TT our own personal assistance.
Oh, wow, yes.
To go get anything. I was Beyonce, y'all. Like, I was really Beyonce.
Yeah.
And it was weird because I was like, I have nobody to tell this story to. It was mm-hmm. just me, TT, and our manager.
Mm-hmm.
And they flew us all the way to South Korea.
So what happened? You just performed this year at the WEO Pride, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, with Cupcake. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Shout out to Cupcake. We yeah. have a song with Cupcake. So,
and yeah. so what happened to the momentum?
What do you mean?
Why are you not on tour right now?
Freaky Boy started more than 10 years ago.
Yeah. So did Beyonce.
Yeah, but Beyonce is in a field that accepted her very early.
Yeah.
It was hard for us mm-hmm. as gay rappers. Yeah. It was hard for us to book studios. It was it's very different from what we see now. We see the Lil Nas X. We see Saucy Santana. We see all of their success.
Mm-hmm.
And it's I love watching it. It's refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
That was not the case for me and TT.
Yeah.
Like, we went to studios and we had to fight our way out. Like, once we got the rapping, producers was like, what the fuck are y'all talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Like, y'all talking about sucking dick? Like, that's how it was for us.
Yeah.
So after doing that for so many years, the momentum, it kind of dies down. It's still there. We're still rappers. We're still in the studio. We go to the studio tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just different now.
Yeah.
It's just different. we've been in the game for over 10 years.
Where do you want the group to go next?
I want to go home. No, I am... I personally think the Freaky Boys did what we needed to be, what we needed to do.
I understand.
I feel like a lot of the gay rappers that are going to come after us, we paved a way for them.
I understand.
We at least knocked down some doors.
That's dope.
And I'm comfortable with
you're
that.
You're a culture shifter.
I'm
cultural. Yeah.
And go give me labels. Who told you I was that?
You're an icon. You are.
Oh, I like that label.
Yeah.
So you won an Emmy Award.
Yeah, I did.
You are an Emmy Award winner. What was your first thought that came to your head when you found out you won?
Well, first of all, the Emmy was always the goal.
Yes.
I always wanted an Emmy. I always knew that I was going to get an Emmy. It just didn't work out the way I thought it was going to work out. Me and my best friends, I used to work for the Emmys. So I was like, I know how to win an Emmy. I can see how everybody is campaigning. We can do this shit. So we created a whole bunch of projects. We did a whole bunch of movies, a whole bunch of shows. And I think we submitted like 5 projects to the Emmys. The projects we had a lot of confidence in, they did not get selected.
Mm-hmm.
A project where we had confidence in, but it wasn't as strong as the other ones, that was the one that got nominated. So we became Emmy-nominated producers, and we were going to ride that wave for years. Mm. Like, it would have been 30 years from now. I would have been like, I'm an Emmy-nominated producer.
Right.
So what happened was we threw a party. We were like, let's throw a party just for being Emmy nominated, because this is a huge thing.
Yeah.
It was the same day of the Emmys. So we just wanted all our friends to come celebrate us being Emmy nominated. And that day, we actually won the Emmy. So 7 black men who ain't never did nothing in
That's
film.
So cool.
Yeah.
Like, you just wanted to be amongst the conversation.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, wait.
It's heavy.
Where's it at?
It's at my house. Come over and touch it sometime.
I'll think about it. So, do you believe in circling the block?
No.
Why?
Well, I've never done it before.
Mm.
I've never done it before. I think it's unfair to people that I've never had to circle the block for.
Mm.
Like, there are people in my life that treat me right.
That's good.
And circling the block for people that probably already messed up is unfair to the people that ain't never did shit to
me.
There
you go. That's a gem. Take that home. I want to play a game. Can we play a game?
Take you home.
I love playing games. Calm down. Calm down. Can we play a game? Can we play a game?
That's all you want to do, play games.
I do. I love games.
Play games. That's all you want
to
do.
Okay, so the game is called Can You Imagine? You're going to pick which one is most likely for your case scenario, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so can you imagine always having a side piece or being cheated on?
I can imagine being cheated on because I have before.
Mm. Can you imagine normalizing jealousy or being fake mad to get your way?
Normalizing jealousy.
Ooh, okay. Can you imagine? Follow me. Can you imagine getting your box eaten for hours or being spit on in the bedroom?
Jesus Christ. Box eaten for hours.
Hours. Come on, Money Long.
I'm the spitter. If you would have said, I would spit on people.
Really?
Yeah. Oh my God. I have before.
Can you imagine flying to London for sex or being kicked off a plane?
I would like to take you to,
What? Can you answer the what? Are you okay?
I like that question.
You're unhinged.
What was the source of that question?
I'm just asking.
Okay, I can imagine going to London for sex.
Really?
Yeah. Can you imagine that?
No, I can't. Okay. Can you imagine your sex tape or your nudes being leaked, or you leaking someone else's?
Mine being leaked.
Really?
I would never leak someone.
Are they floating out there in the world?
I've sent nudes before. Really? Have you ever seen my nudes?
I have not.
Okay, because you're my close friend.
You're like, okay, I'm gonna send it to you. No,
no, I'm not gonna send it to you. I don't just be like, oh, dick. Like, no, people like, no. I'm not that person. No.
Okay, can you imagine winning a Grammy Award or a Stellar Award?
Grammy, I ain't got nothing to do with them Stella Awards, Lord Jesus.
Thank you for playing.
Even though
game.
They probably got the most gays.
Thank you for playing.
It's probably the game. I know Jack. Can you imagine opening Jack at the Stella Awards? Just bling bling bling.
I've never
bling.
Had.
What's the sound Jack make? I don't know. I didn't have Grindr. Well, I'm pretty sure ain't nobody on Grindr. Them white folks on Grindr.
Yeah,
but at the Stella Awards,
I have seen the Grindr.
The big church boys too. They will.
The Kojic ones.
They nasty.
Well, listen, I want to say thank you. Thank you for stopping by the show. Okay.
I love you, Archie. Thank you for having me.
Pierre Phipps.
Prince Pierre.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, another great show for season 3.
Yes.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having
me. All right. Hey friends, thanks so much for tapping into this episode. Make sure you subscribe, like, and follow for more right here on YouTube and wherever you stream your podcast. Oh, and visit ArchieJ.com and follow me on social media at ArchieJSpeaks, okay? And don't miss our weekly conversations right here on the Archie Podcast. Get into it!